Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where they're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
Welcome, Yarlis, the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, if you're tuning in, it's the weekend, and we're glad that you make time to join us and learn a little bit about what's going on in the barbecue world and maybe some other nonsense that Barbecue Bob and I chat about. I am Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Heavy on the nonsense. Welcome right? to the show. Thanks for joining us. It's getting to be those cool mornings, so it's like the perfect time to fire up a smoker for the day, because there's something about going out in the cool weather and with a cup of coffee, pouring the charcoal in, getting that baby lit, whatever you're smoking on, because there's all sorts of devices, right? We all love the one we have.
Right.
And we all want one better.
Right. You're talking about your wife, or are you talking about a smoker?
Oh,
there,
my
Bob?
Goodness. No, I'm talking about a smoker.
Oh, yeah.
So I couldn't do any better on a wife.
Right.
I married up.
You're right. Yeah.
We all know that. Is that what you said? You're a jerk. Thanks. Welcome to the show of the Grilling Guys and a Jerk.
Yeah.
So today, Mr. Jop, what's new in equipment is what we're going to do. And we're going to talk to some people from around the country that have some very, very cool stuff. I think you're going to be having more fun than me.
Yeah, you know, in doing a little research for this, I reached out to one of our friends of the show who's been real supportive of our GI barbecue, a gentleman by the name of Mark Hillman, a very good friend of yours, and he owns a company called American Barbecue Systems, and he's got some stuff down there that I'm researching just for size-wise and functionality, because I'm in the middle of designing my next client's outdoor cooking area and outdoor entertainment area. And he's got.
And you got to be dead nuts on when you do that, because
they're
spending a lot of money. You don't want to show up and have them go, yeah, it wasn't really what I was looking for.
Right, exactly. So we've seen this unit. I've actually been to Mark's facility down there in Olathe, Kansas, and earlier this spring.
Suburb of Kansas City.
Yeah, yep. And but anyway, so we'll be talking a little bit about that as we get through this, because this one is a capability of smoking as a pellet smoker as well as charcoal and wood.
That's called the Cube. If you go to ABS, American Barbecue Systems online, I think it's abs.com or
right.
American Barbecue Systems on, I don't know what their website is, I'm sorry. It's easy to find. If you just do ABS smokers, they'll pop right up.
And it's a Barbecue is what this unit's called. And I'm liking it a lot just because of the versatility and the flexibility. It's compact. It's only about 3 foot by 3 foot, but
it's like a
big
giant
capacity.
Yeah, it's like it looks like a box that maybe a small refrigerator came in.
Right.
And you can do, goodness sakes, I think there's 4 or 5 racks on the thing. You can do maybe 30 racks of ribs.
Yep, and, it says 24 on there,
okay.
And then, you know, you can get a dozen pork shoulders on it if you need to. And
but the cool thing is you can, if you get sick of doing charcoal, or if you want to do an extended burn and you know you're going to be sleeping, it's got a drop-on pellet box so you can finish off your cook with pellets.
Right.
Or if you want to switch to pellets someday, you can switch to pellets.
Right, a lot of versatility in that, and it's compact enough that it doesn't take over your area.
And, well, good luck with that. That's going to be a fun project.
Yeah, this one is fun. We're actually, this will be the first one I've ever done where I'm actually building it inside a structure. And because this guy happens to live on a lake, we get a lot of wind from the southwest, so he wants to shield the wind when the weather's not good and in the winter. So we're going to drop
Very
vinyl
critical.
Sides,
Very
right,
critical.
To keep the wind off the thing. So I got to put a vent hood in this one. So I got to figure out airflow and how close and how far away to keep that stuff. And so there's a little bit more logistics
it's
on this one.
It's going to be tricky. You're going to want a high CFM hood, that's for sure.
You're right.
Because you're going to be fighting barometric pressure differences and all kinds of things.
Crosswinds and all that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep, exactly.
You might have to consult Hughes Aircraft or something.
Yeah.
You know,
or,
Howard Hughes.
Somebody that knows more than I do, right? Yeah. But that's all.
Well, that
good.
Opens it right up.
Yeah.
So I've got some big news, too.
What's
I
that?
Came to a critical decision in this point in my life. You know, I just turned 60, and I'm looking forward to my next phase. And I've had it in my mind that when I retire, I want to, of course, never really retire.
Right.
So I want to have something that I can have fun doing, and I plan on doing barbecue. Well, I decided that I'm starting my barbecue catering company right now so that I can do a soft launch and just slow roll it and build it up as market demands and as I have time, you know, because time constraints are a biggie.
Sure.
It takes a lot of time to cook a lot of food. So it, anyway, you can check it out on Facebook. It is called Great Lakes BBQ. Go on Facebook and take a peek at my initial little jaunt under the Facebook realm and give it a like and check us out. If you do want to do an event, just message me and we'll chat. I've got my price list already. It'll be published in the next few days, but I've had a lot of help actually from Matt at Pit Stop.
Well, shout, he knows that's what he does for a living. Sure, yeah. Absolutely.
He's encouraging me. He's saying, you got to do it. So I'm excited. I do enough of these jobs.
That's what I was going to say, Bob, is this is not new for you. You're just kind of formalizing the plan around
it. I'm
going to
give it a name instead of just saying, hey, can Bob do it for you?
Because, I mean, you're this summer you did a dozen of them, and from 12 people to 600.
Well,
right?
You've done your share, too.
Yeah, so it's not one of those things, And we haven't negotiated my title, my ownership percentage, or my fee, but I'm sure I'll be
for
involved
what?
With it. Yeah, I'm sure I'll be involved at some level when the smoking gets hot. But good for you, man. I mean, how fun is that? It's something that you're absolutely passionate about,
yep.
And you've got an opportunity to turn it into a little business
you
and
know,
get it going
you're
before
right.
you retire.
And it feels better. Making it more of a legitimate business, getting the licensing and going through all the stuff instead of just saying, oh, it's just something, some quirky, weird thing I do. No, it's when I do it, people are very happy. They love the food and they come back and tell me over and over and they keep hiring me every year. And it's like, okay, I think this thing has legs and enough people do it. A lot of people do it poorly. So why not do it a little bit better than those doing it
Yeah, and you know what I'm looking forward to the most is I know how you roll, so there is a small commercial kitchen in your future, which your buddy Jop might be able to borrow when he's doing these things, too.
I've already got it lined up.
Yeah,
I'll take you over there and show you.
I know. So this should be a lot of fun.
Great. I see. You're piggybacking. You don't want a title. Just you'll let me off the hook by using the kitchen.
Right.
We'll make that happen.
See how quick that happened?
We'll make
right
that
there?
Happen. That it might cost default. You a beer, though.
Well, I got one for you, always. Right. You know that. But anyway, well, good, man. That's kind of cool. We've got some big tailgates coming up in the fall. And
well, there goes that kitchen. Right,
I was going to say, let's break that bad boy in. Because I know that we've got we're actually doing Michigan State in early October down in Ann Arbor, and then
Michigan
we're also going to be
Notre
doing
Dame.
Michigan State Notre Dame here in about 3 weeks.
And I have tickets to the game afterwards.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Well, you can't go because I'm not standing there and cleaning up after we're doing a tailgate for 200.
Yeah.
All right, we'll work it out. But anyway, if you let's solicit for your first customer, Bob. We've got dates opened. You've got Michigan and Ohio State, and you've got Michigan State and Ohio State, which are big tailgates that the Great Lakes Barbecue does not have a gig for yet.
No, but the grilling guys do those gigs anyway, so you can go either way.
Yeah,
I think if you're smart, you'll take both of us. It's the same price.
Yeah, and it's cheap.
Yeah.
But anyway, all right. Well, coming up next, Bob, we're going to dive into some new equipment that you found on the marketplace. And tell our listeners a little bit about it, and it might be something that you want, or you might learn enough to say, you know what, that's not for me. So we are the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're here with you every weekend, and we appreciate you listening in. So coming up next, it's R&V Works Outdoor, a Cajun deep fryer. Stick with us. We'll be back.